Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, I'm finally free. Finally, I'm finally me. Finally, I'm finally free.
My name is Jamie. I am your host. Very exciting show tonight. We are going to talk about makeup and skincare. We've got four lovely guests on with us tonight. We've got the team from I Love Mimi, the duo Liz and Gil. We've got Karen from For Brown Girls, and we have Brittany from My Brown Box. So definitely make sure to have a pen and paper ready, take down some makeup tips, some skincare tips. This will definitely be one of those shows where we're going to have a lot of informative discussion. Also, just to make a couple of announcements before I get started and introduce our co-hosts, if you go to www.zazzle.com/blurredgasm, we've got mugs, T-shirts, mouse pads, and tote bags with our logo on them, and all of those proceeds do go to help fund these podcasts, so definitely check that out, and for those who have already purchased products from the Zazzle store, we certainly appreciate your support. And thank you to everyone who participated with us Saturday at 7 p.m. We had a live tweet of Gem and the Holograms, which was exciting and nostalgic, and it was great to just relive those memories of that great series from the 80s. So thank you guys for participating. We had a lot of folks that were joining in, so wasn't expecting it to be so big, but we're going to do that every Saturday going forward until all three seasons are done. So that's Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hashtag Gem Live Tweet. Okay, so let me pass a virtual mic over to our co-hosts. Our co-hosts today are Shaka Cumberbatch, who actually birthed the idea for this show. So thank you, Shaka, for that. And we have LaTanya and Brittany. So, yeah, please introduce yourselves in that order, starting with Shaka and then LaTanya and Brittany. Tell us what you're up to right now and your social networking shout-outs and any new projects that you're involved in.
Okay, I'm Shaka. I'm on Twitter as @PrincessOlogy. I am super into makeup right now because I'm a cosplayer, and part of being in cosplay is doing your makeup to match the characters. So in the past couple years, I've gotten really into makeup, and I was just wondering what other black girls did with their makeup, because sometimes it's hard to deal with. So I'm really glad that we're doing this. So like I said, you can find me on Twitter as @PrincessOlogy. I am on Facebook at Princess Mentality Cosplay, and if you are in the Seattle area, I'm going to be a cosplay guest at Geek Girl Con next month. So all the black girls should come out. We should all hang out in Seattle. It'll be good times.
Hi, I'm LaTanya. I blog at sprinklesandbooze.com. You can find me on Twitter at sprinklesandbooze.com, Instagram. I'm very active on. Right now, I'm a professional party thrower, so right now it's like a lot is happening with that. So I've been running around a lot planning parties, and I'm covered in glitter all the time. And what else is happening? I guess that's it for right now. I'm sure there's other things going on, but I can't think. And Shaka is kind of my hero.
That's it.
Terrible hero. Not the hero Gotham wants or needs.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm Brittany. I have a blog, and it's called The Lows and Woes of a Natural Girl, and it's all things natural, hair, and other random bits on there. Also, I'm currently trying to conceive with my husband. No, that may be TMI, but we've been having an uphill and downhill battle with it. Also, not to get anybody depressed or anything. I'm also on Twitter. You can follow me naturalgirl89. You can write me anytime, or send out a tweet. I'll write you back. I won't buy.
He's super duper friendly.
Huh?
I said you're super duper friendly and fantastic. You are. You're so nice. I love talking to you.
I try.
Well, yeah, awesome. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Brittany. Thank you. Let's get started. I didn't mean to cut you off. Did I cut you off, Brittany?
No. You're fine. No, you didn't. You're fine.
I always do that, by the way. I just want to say I feel
I
like
do
I
too.
Always cut you off.
And I always feel awful. I'm like, oh, no.
No. Darn it. Yes, we have. I'm going to give you guys just brief introductions to our guests, and we're going to start with making this a two-part segment show. This is going to be a 90-minute podcast. So we're going to start with the I Love Mimi team, and then we're going to bring in the girls from My Brown Box and For Brown Girls to talk about makeup and cosmetics. But I want to introduce by just reading everybody's bios here. Karen Washington from For Brown Girls, she's a 21-year-old junior majoring in public relations at Morgan State. She currently interns for Zoe Damasella Apparel as a social media intern. She's the founder of For Brown Girls, a project created to encourage girls and women by celebrating the beauty of dark skin. Brittany Marshall is the CEO and founder of My Brown Box, an online platform dedicated to helping women of color discover products that complement their natural beauty and lifestyle. She holds a BA in advertising from Michigan State. And finally, I Love Mimi is a handmade bath and body company based in Memphis, Tennessee and Miami, Florida. Founded by friends Gil and Liz, Mimi came about as a result of their desire to create affordable, luxurious bath and body products with natural ingredients. Welcome them to the show, guys. Thank you, guys, for being on the show, first of all. Really appreciate it. This is definitely a much-needed discussion, especially in the Black community, about skincare and makeup products. I did want to start with the I Love Mimi team by first asking you guys, as a duo, how did you start I Love Mimi, and what is I Love Mimi?
Okay, so, well, Liz and I, this is Gil, I'll speak because Liz is super nervous, so she'll take over at other times, but we started a long time ago. We've known each other forever, so we've been great friends. We started about 3 years ago, and we really just wanted to, we've always been product junkies, so we wanted to create things, you know, with ingredients that we could actually pronounce, that we understood, you know, what they meant and what they did or didn't do for us. So that's kind of...
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello. Hello again. I don't know what's going on, so I'll take over.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Liz. That's crazy. Where did you stop?
I'm worried.
Where did you stop?
This is Brittany.
Okay,
he was saying that you guys wanted to create something with ingredients that are natural,
that we can pronounce, and that, you know, just can, I don't know. Hold on.
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
we just wanted to
in?
Create. I never dropped, but I don't know why I thought I dropped. Nonetheless, that's how we got started, and that's what we desired, to create products that we could actually pronounce, and also products that we could afford. That was always a tough thing for us, because we'd like these really wonderful products with all of these great things, and it's like $175 for an ounce of something. So that's really what got us started.
You guys specialize, I Love Mimi, you specialize in mostly natural products. What are the benefits of using natural ingredients, and what makes I Love Mimi stand out from other competitors that also exclusively use natural ingredients?
Sure. Great question. One of the things with natural ingredients is that, first of all, they're great for all types of skin. You don't necessarily have to be concerned, you know, about whether you have dry skin or oily skin or combination skin. When you're using natural ingredients, you can really get benefits from all of those ingredients for whichever type of skin or hair type you have. Of course, the formulations matter, but when using natural ingredients, that's the first thing. It's really great for all types of skin and hair. You're less likely to have negative reactions. They can be used on children, which is really a benefit, because a lot of parents buy our products for themselves, but they also end up using them on their kids. You also help, it helps to avoid unknown long-term side effects when using artificial ingredients. You know, a lot of times you're using something that you have no clue what can be happening to your skin or internally as you're using it. And also with natural ingredients, they're just tried and true. You know, people have been using them for ages. They go way back. And, you know, people absolutely never had problems then. So we've always felt that that's the way to go for us.
That's awesome. I actually have a question. I have been on a natural, like, skincare cosmetic kick for, I would say, the last, like, maybe year and a half, 2 years, where I only want to use anything that's natural, or anything that I always tell people, I won't put anything on my body that I won't eat. Like, if I can't eat it, then I don't want it on me.
Exactly.
So with that said, being that I, you know, am on this natural kick, I usually buy, the food I buy is organic. Are the products that you use in your products organic, or are they just, you know what I mean? Is it all organic based?
No, that's a great question. Not all of our ingredients are organic. Some are organic and others are not.
Okay.
And part of the reason for that as well is, you know, when you go completely organic, one of the important things for us is to be able to keep it affordable for people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even though we're well-priced, we do have some products that kind of, you know, get up there in cost. So if we were to go completely organic, I think that would kind of put us in line with, you know, 30 or 40 or 50% of the people at Sephora, for example, where you might
mm-hmm.
not necessarily be able, you know, it might not be attainable. So we do
yeah.
use all natural ingredients, but
mm-hmm.
completely organic.
Yeah, that's still good, though. That's awesome, because like you said, I'm obsessed with cosmetics and makeup. It's pretty bad, but a lot of them are really expensive. Like, I don't have, like, there are, like, a few staple things that I have in my collection of a billion cosmetics that I need. Like, I'm like, okay, I need this. Like, or I, you know, like, there's a few things that I'll have to use.
Cool.
But for the most part, I have a lot of odds and ends that are just expensive, and I don't use them all the time. But definitely the affordable part, but natural, is brilliant, because I'm all about, you know, I'm all about putting things on my body that are pronounced, and like I said, if I don't want to put it in my mouth, then I don't want it on me.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's weird or not, but
not
that's
weird
how I buy
at
my,
all.
That's how I buy my products.
And a lot of the chemicals that are in some of these products, you really don't know what they are. Like you said before, you can't pronounce it. And if I can't pronounce it, more than likely I don't know what it is. So you have to really be careful what you're putting on your body, and even what the adverse effects could be over a long period of time. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I can say your products. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
No. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I can say your products really do work. I take a lot of medication to help with a lot of pain I've been having for the last 2 or 3 months, and a lot of that medicine has actually thinned out my hair, and I know I use a hair elixir, and it actually has helped my hair grow, and I guess because of those natural products, it has helped. Instead of putting tons of alcohol and stuff on your hair, it's going to break it off, so... I would say that your products are pretty amazing.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
That really means a lot to us. We, you know, we work hard so that the products we actually create actually work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we get feedback, we do a lot of testing before we bring something to market. But when we get feedback, you know, if it's not working, it's not good, you know, we immediately pull it and try to figure out how we can fix it or whether we need to scrap it completely. So it's really good. We're really happy to hear that you're enjoying it and that it works. So that's awesome. Thank you.
So I have a question. I wasn't aware of y'all's products until Jamie brought you guys up when you were talking about, you know, getting the podcast set up and everything. Do you guys do facial care products as well?
Yeah, we actually do. We have, I think, if I serves me right, we have about 4 or 5 products for the face. We have a toner and cleansing grains. And I think actually Jamie might have reviewed the cleansing grains on her site. The cleansing grains are really a soft facial exfoliant, which does really well to cleanse your face. And we have a toner that you can follow with, which is Witch Hazel Helichrysum, which is really amazing. We also have an Indian cleansing grains and toner, which is the Asian cleansing grains are a bit more exfoliating. The Indian is a bit softer. And we also have a tomato seed facial serum, which is probably one of my favorite products because, I mean, whether it's anti-aging, whether it's acne, blemishes, whatever it is, it really kind of just obliterates everything. So we do
have... That's what I was just about to ask. Yeah, because one of my main concerns is adult, terrible adult acne. Like, it's not, like, bad, but it's still, like, just a holdover from my teenage days. It just won't die. And so just, like, things like acne and skin, just, like, evening out my skin tone, those are my main concerns. So I was wondering, you know, what you guys had as far as that goes.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend our tomato seed regenerating serum or our Asian grains and cleansing toner. You can also use them together if you want it, but with the serum, you really only once or twice a day, just a little bit. And then the grains and toner, I would use at least 4 times a week, and that will really help. You should see some improvement, you know, pretty rapidly.
Cool.
What kind of skin products does I Love Mimi offer?
We have sugar scrubs, salt scrubs. We have, like I said, the facial, the cleansing grains and toners. We have bath salts, which are also, you know, people don't necessarily think about them for skin, but they are because they're great for detoxifying. We have a little bit of everything, really, everything from head to toe. We have lip products. We have a lip balm, a lip butter. We have a wonderful lip buffer, which is great year-round, but especially with the weather changing, it's really nice to get rid of the flaky lips. And we also now have we have body butters and avocado butters, and we also have a couple of men's products also for men's skin.
What do you have for anyone that has eczema?
Okay. My suggestion for eczema, most of our clients, I think Liz is yelling at me because she's not speaking. No, I'm just most of, for the eczema, I would recommend using our oatmeal sugar scrub and following up with one of our butters. I would definitely say the avocado butter, and that will really help the eczema. If you make use of the sugar scrub daily, because the oatmeal will really help soothe the skin in addition to exfoliating it. And then if you follow with the avocado butter, you'll be golden. So that's what I would definitely say for eczema. That's the route I would take.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've got a question from Twitter, Lakia Poole. She asked for I Love Mimi, do you sell a product that works as good as a hair moisturizer? I want something to seal in the moisture after washing.
Well, we have two products. We have an elixir, which you guys were speaking about. I would say the elixir is probably one of the best moisturizers.
It really is. It's so dope. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, that I couldn't recommend a better product. We also have a wonderful, a beautifying hair serum, which people tend to really like, and that's great for all hair types. But I would say definitely as a starter, the elixir, I don't think you can get better than that, and a little bit goes a long way. So you don't have to use a ton of it, and it melts right into your hair and scalp. So that's what I would recommend, Lakia, the Fascinating Hair Elixir.
Also, I would say maybe the Ayurvedic Deep Conditioner. You can use it as a pre-poo and as a just a deep conditioner after you've washed your hair. It has honey and coconut oil and Ayurvedic powders that really nourish and strengthen the hair and provide amazing shine and moisture.
Now, this question I got earlier from Twitter, Danielle, she had asked me, is it a myth or a fact that African Americans get rosacea?
That's a great question. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a fact because not all African Americans get rosacea, you know, so I wouldn't necessarily say it's a myth either because a lot of African Americans do have to contend with rosacea, but not everyone does. So I hope that kind of answers your question. A lot of it has to, you know, a lot of it just depends on the person. It's not specifically, you know, the whole race that has to, you know, that gets rosacea.
Yeah, because I get sunburned, and people are like, black people don't get sunburned. I'm like, I get sunburned.
Yeah.
Like,
right, definitely. You're absolutely right. We do get sunburned. We absolutely do.
Have you guys, because this is a business, I Love Mimi. You guys have a great website. People can order online from you guys. You have massive products, a great line. Have you guys thought of going on Shark Tank and pitching your business? Because I love that show, and I see so many contestants who have natural beauty care products. So have you guys thought about that yet?
We love Shark Tank. We watch it. We enjoy it. But short answer, no, because we want to always retain ownership over Mimi because we love it like a baby. And we just want to have ownership to be able to control the quality and the vision of the product.
I would definitely agree with Liz. I think that, you know, it is a great show. It's amazing, and we can watch it all day and never tire of it. But sometimes when you're looking...
I know.
Oh, we lost Gil again. Liz, are you able to pick up from where he left off there?
Okay, stop you. Stop.
I'm here. He keeps dropping out, and I don't know why. We're just shocked at how people will give away 30% of their business or more, and not for a year or a set amount of time, but for the duration of the business. And to have somebody else, like, having a say-so, that's not why we became entrepreneurs. That's not why we started Mimi. So...
How has the business grown since you launched it? When did you launch it, and what has been the result since you've started I Love Mimi?
We launched Mimi about 3 years ago, and it's been good because here in Memphis we have three different places that we're sold. We're sold online. We have an Etsy store, and just, you know, making connections through the internet and through, like, friends and family. You know, my mom calling me, Liz, my elixir's done. What are you going to do? Mommy, there's a website. Go order product. Connecting with bloggers in Australia and having somebody place an order for avocado butter because an Australian blog said, this avocado butter is amazing. You need it in your life. So it's growing. It's growing organically. And we definitely would love more people to buy, so please visit ilovemimi.com and make some purchases. We would really enjoy that. Are you back, Gil? Okay.
Aw.
I'm sorry, that's all.
So, now, and I'm glad you brought up, too, about the relationship that you guys have with bloggers, because I know we have a consistent relationship with doing the beauty tip of the week every Sunday. For those of you guys that go to the website, blackgirlnerds.com, we post a beauty tip of the week from I Love Mimi, and they give just beauty care and skin tips and stuff like that. And then I noticed that you guys also have a rapport with several other bloggers, with bloggers. So tell me more about the relationships that you've managed to establish with bloggers and also helping to do press for your line of skincare.
You're gone, Gil.
I think that the biggest thing for us is really just connecting with people we like and people we respect. And I think that bloggers see our vision and they understand what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. So they kind of, you know, they just work with us. I think bloggers are so important to small businesses because you're exposed to an audience that you may not have normally targeted. And they tend to be so approachable and easy to work with. And they're also a trusted voice, you know, in the community with their audience. So bloggers have always been a big part of, you know, our marketing strategy. And, you know, we can't thank, obviously, you enough, you know, because you've been so kind to allow us to share Mimi with your audience. And, you know, the relationships with the other bloggers are very similar. You know, we can't thank them enough. We're so happy to work with them. And the press that we get from them is wonderful, but it also, you know, it's just like a snowball effect because, you know, they tell basically 1,000 people or 2,000 people or 5,000 people, and that keeps, you know, going and going and going. So it's really been great for us. You know, we have nothing but good things to say about bloggers, and the influence they've had on our business has been incredible.
Awesome. Well, on Twitter, Jen Jackson asks, what is the key difference between avocado butter and other butters like mango or shea?
Okay, that's a great question. The avocado butter is my favorite. That's the biggest difference. But no, the thing with the avocado butter is it's extremely light and creamy. You only need a little bit. It doesn't leave your body oily. You can use it from head to toe. It has a lot of the same properties as the mango and shea in terms of, tightening the skin, moisturizing your body, helping treat eczema, psoriasis. But the biggest thing also with the avocado butter is you get a great low UVA, UVB protection. So even if you're not using sunscreen for whatever reason, you should always use sunscreen, by the way, sunblock. But if you're not, you throw a little avocado butter on there and you're covered. And the best thing about it really is that you can use it from head to toe. It's not as common as the shea and mangoes, but in my opinion, it's just as good, if not better.
Okay, serious question. Have any of y'all ever been sunburned? Like, my boyfriend's white, and he got sunburned, like, a month or two ago, and it was, like, a nightmare. I have never seen anything like that. I don't know why. I feel so bad for white people that happens to them. And I can't imagine.
Yeah, no,
I get sunburned.
Every summer, I sunburn at least 4 times a summer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I used to burn, like,
places.
Really? Yeah,
I burn all my shoulders and my head, my forehead, and it hurts so bad.
It's all over for me.
Don't tell me this. This is like a nightmare for me. I never thought this would happen to me.
Yeah,
I
know.
I feel like Cat Williams, when he found out that, like, you could get, like, E. coli from chicken, and he's like, what? Black people can get it too? Like, it's terrible.
Yeah, I've always got sunburn, and, like, that's why I was like, I don't understand, like, what is wrong with my brown skin that I'm getting sunburned, but all my other black friends weren't getting sunburned but me. I'm like, I am getting sunburned.
Yeah, no. I've never been sunburned, ever.
It's not fun.
Growing up in South Florida, I've had one bad sunburn. I fell asleep in the sun on the beach, sunbed on the beach, and sunburn was horrible, peeling everywhere. And just standing in the sun would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone experienced that? It's just
horrible. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
black
too.
People get sunburned, yes. Black people get sunburned.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, Myth busted. We don't even need a Mythbusters episode. That myth was just busted.
Yep.
On Twitter, Lakia Poole asks, with your products being all natural, what's the average shelf life for them?
It depends on the product itself. A sugar scrub is going to have a shelf life of about a year, about. Butter is about the same. Bath salts might go a little quicker. The oil blends, I would say 3 to 6 months, depending on how you're using it, what you're using it for. The lip products are amazing, so you really aren't going to keep them more than a month because you're going to continually use them. And that's about it. What else?
The one thing I would say to Lakia is, even though the products are natural, you know, you can use natural preservatives. You can use rosemary extract. You can use vitamin E. So even if you're, you know, trying something out at home, making a product, even using one of our tips, and you wanted to preserve it, you could buy some vitamin E. Make sure it's a high-quality vitamin E, or you could buy a rosemary extract and put a half a teaspoon in there, and that would really preserve it. So that's another way, you know, we can extend the shelf life of our products by doing so naturally.
Yeah.
What are the best
times?
Go ahead.
No, I never know when to throw out any of my products. I get scared.
If it smells funny, just like get rid of it, because if it smells funny, that means it's gone rancid and you just don't want to use it. The effectiveness it's lost all effectiveness at that point. So if it smells funny or if it has a different texture, maybe get rid of it.
Okay.
Or if something's growing in it, definitely.
Oh, well,
out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone gangrene on your face. That's not cute.
What are the best kind of scrubs for sensitive skin?
Best kinds of stuff for sensitive skin, I would say our sugar scrubs are the best for sensitive skin. For your whole body, for your face, I would say the grains. Some people actually like the sugar scrubs for their face, but I would stick to the grains because they're a very gentle and almost hydrating exfoliation. If you want to create a DIY type of scrub, I would say ground oatmeal, powdered milk, ground almond meal. Just create a paste with it using a toner or, well, maybe not toner, but water or milk or yogurt, something like that. And those are all awesome exfoliators.
Do you guys have a favorite product from I Love Mimi, and why is it your favorite product?
I was going to say Elixir, but you ladies have ranted and raved about Elixir, so I won't go there anymore. I love our mango sugar scrub, and I love our mango butter. I've always been a mango butter lover, but I've also learned this summer that mango butter is amazing on my hair, so that's a double yay. But definitely the mango sugar scrub, the lip butter. I don't know. I can't choose a favorite, but those are, like, you know, my favorite. Gil. Oh, Gil says that tomato seed is his favorite, and it is, like, one of our favorites. Like, it's something that while we're packaging it, I might hoard, like, 2 ounces just for myself because it's that great.
Okay. We also, one of my new favorites is the beard oil because I have a beard, and it's something we've just recently kind of developed, but I really enjoy it. It feels great. It helps condition your beard and soften it. So, you know, that's one of my new favorites as well. And it's manly, Liz said. So, I'll take that too.
Do you guys have like, a lot of male consumers of your product, or is it mostly women?
We actually have a lot of men, a lot of male consumers, because the products are natural, kind of like what we were talking about earlier. You know, you can really use them for everyone, any type of skin, any type of hair. So a lot of men purchase our products just as much as women. The avocado is a big seller among men. The cleansing grains and toner is a big seller among men. The hair products, we have a lot of guys that actually use the hair serum and just can't get enough of it. The deep conditioner as well. So we have a lot of male customers. It's, you know, we didn't expect it initially, but it's a nice surprise.
Nice. And you had mentioned about, you know, the products for your beard. What about ingrown hairs? Because I know that's so annoying, and sometimes I have that issue with my skin. Any healthy suggestions or tips for ingrown hairs?
Yeah, we actually have some. And you can fault me for us not doing a tip on that, because Liz had it already, and I told her, no, I have plenty of material for that, and we have to do it. So we'll make sure to do one. But to give you a couple of things. One of the big things with ingrown hair is, and for all people, if you're shaving, you know, apply the shaving oil or shaving cream against the grain, so in the opposite direction of the way the hair grows. And then when you're shaving, shave in the direction of the hair. So that's one thing. Use a sharp and very clean razor. That's a good one. When you're done shaving, using an alcohol-free toner like a witch hazel or a rose water toner. Our toner has a witch hazel base, so that's really good. Another thing I would say for ingrown hairs, please don't try to just pull it out. You can extract it with tweezers, but even then, it's if you can see it. You know, once you pull it out, you really can just make it so much worse. Another thing is you can make a paste with aspirin. You can just dissolve some aspirin in some water, a couple of tablets of aspirin, kind of whip it up into a paste and put it on your face for about 10 minutes or your skin, wherever you may be getting ingrown hairs, and then kind of rinse it off with warm water. That's a great one. You can do that after you shave. You can, and also, one of the big things is to make sure you're using warm water when you're shaving. Make sure your face and your body is wet or damp, at least, before you actually add an oil or a shaving cream. That really helps. and exfoliating, you know, exfoliating using a sugar scrub or cleansing grains or just your own, you know, exfoliant that you make at home is really good. And stay hydrated. Another big thing is if you're getting a lot of ingrown hairs, you might want to increase your vitamin C intake because that'll really help regenerate and help heal the skin. So that's good. And also, you just need to take a break for shaving. I know that's not always attractive, especially for the ladies, but sometimes...
Oh, no.
Oh, we lost Gillian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I just said, you know, sometimes just give your skin a chance to breathe. Give it a break.
Right.
You know, don't shave as often if possible.
All right. Well, do you guys have any more questions for I Love Mimi before we move to our next segment with cosmetics?
No, not that I could think of.
And we've got some folks holding on the line, so do me a favor, because people will call into Blog Talk Radio just to listen to the show, and I know some of you have tweeted that to me, but if you're calling in to ask a question and you want to speak to our guests, just do me a favor and tweet to @BlackGirlNerds and then use the hashtag BGM Podcast and let me know that you're on hold, and then give me your area code, and then I'll go ahead and bring you on the line, okay? Alrighty, so our cosmetic segment. Shaka, you want to take over?
Sure. Okay, I guess we will start with Karen first for brown girls and dark skin red lips. Now, I became aware of your website through Instagram, actually, because I like to post my lipstick and stuff, and I was searching the tag looking for different, you know, I like to look at swatches. Swatches are a big thing for me, so I like to look at swatches, and I like to, when I'm researching a new lipstick to buy, I like to see what it looks like on other girls that look like me. So what I would do is I would Google, you know, matte Ruby Woo or Ruby Woo dark skin and, like, look through the images, see if, like, a black beauty blogger had reviewed it, or, you know, if anyone had posted any pictures. And I was doing that on Instagram when I found your tag, followed the tag, found your site, and fell in love. Like, I honestly, I'm a really big red lipstick person, so if I'm looking at a new red lipstick, I'll go there, and I'll look to see what it looks like on other girls, my skin tone. I know I've sent the link to just about everybody I know, and they all love it. It's a really great resource. It's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit about just what inspired you to start that? Like, I guess for brown girls came first, and then dark skin red lip is a part of that?
Well, yeah, so Brown Girls was founded, well, I created it in the summer of 2011, and it was just to encourage, to celebrate the beauty of darker skin, because most times, well, from my experiences, I was made to feel like I was less attractive, and I came in contact with other girls who were made to feel the same way, so I just wanted to create a space where we could share and encourage each other and share experiences, and learn from each other, stuff like makeup tips and hair tips and stuff like that. So occasionally I'll do, like, a project because I want to start conversations. That's what For Brown Girls is about, starting conversations and encouraging. So the Dusk and Real Lip project was inspired by a comment that rapper A$AP Rocky made in April on a blog, The Cover Tour. And he
said that
it looked better on fair skinned girls.
Yeah.
And the confusion comes in regarding the project, where people think that it's for him. Like, as soon as we get to 1,000 photos, I'm gonna just be like, bam, in your face. It was inspired by him, but prior to creating the project, I heard stuff like that all the time. Like, I used to rock, my favorite lipstick used to be Wet n Wild Spotlight Red. I used to wear
that.
I used to be so excited to wear that. So, like, you know, a couple of older ladies told me that it's too bright for me, that I shouldn't wear it. A couple of guys told me that. So, I mean, I've heard that comment prior to him making it.
I don't have it.
And so I just was like, no, this is not true. This is, we need to, you know, sh-
show these people that we look great rocking these red lips. So that's when I just was like, everybody, I just made a post and was like, everybody submit your reds. And that's how that came about. And I just wanted to show girls who are maybe hesitant to try a red that you can do it, that girls look great, darker skin girls look great wearing reds. And
yep.
through looking through the pictures, like you said, you can find suggestions on, you know, which red you like to try. Because
mm-hmm.
there's been over, because I had the girl who's helping me with it, Jackie, helped me put together a list of all the different brands women are using, and there are over 100 different brands and shades. So we're rocking the red. That was surprising
yeah.
to me, too. I expected there to be, I didn't expect as many, but there are over 100 the different shades from 100 different, well, 20, 50, 30 different brands.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it got started. I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're
I'm
fine.
Saying,
you're
I'm
fine.
In
this is awesome. No, you're doing really well. So, like you said, there are hundreds of different, you know, shades that everybody's using on the site. What are some of the more popular lip shades that you see being, you know, submitted a lot? And what do you think would be a good beginner red lipstick for, like, a girl who's like, you know, I'm really interested in red lipstick. I want to start, but I'm not really sure what would be a good place to ease on in. Like, I know some that I would recommend, but you see a lot of lipstick every day. So I'd be interested to know what you think are, you know, would be a good starting place.
I think a MAC, the MAC Red is a brown girl favorite, the MAC Ruby Woo and the Riri
yes.
Woo.
I have Riri Woo. I love it. I wear it every day.
I haven't seen one girl who doesn't look beautiful, just fabulous in that red. So I would suggest that. And it's also a matte. So that's great.
Yeah.
You can eat and talk, and it doesn't bleed. It just lasts you the whole day and looks really great.
And also looks good if you put a gloss over it. It looks really,
mm-hmm.
really good.
I have to try that. But
it looks awesome.
Yeah. A beginner lip. I always say, because girls have written in and were like, I don't want to spend that money. I don't want to spend $15 on a lipstick that it may not look good on me. And I'll say,
mm-hmm.
just go to the counter at Sephora and MAC. They let you, you know, test out certain things, test out different shades of lipstick, blush, whatever. So just go to the MAC counter or the Sephora counter and try that out. Or you can spend money on, like, some cheap lipsticks, which are great, like Wet n Wild. I love their lipsticks, so you can try that.
Mm-hmm.
And NYX.
Yep.
Just go to the drugstore and try different shades of red before you, and then you can purchase a dupe lipstick. Like, they call them dupes, because most
mm-hmm.
times you'll find the exact same shade for less in a different brand, but it's like the exact same color, texture. So that's what I say.
And a lot of times I've heard that some higher-end cosmetics companies will sort of do a test run of their thing, of different formulas and different colors that they're thinking about taking to their more prestige brands. They'll test them in the drugstore first, and so they'll test them. They'll sneak them in with brands like Revlon and L'Oreal,
mm.
you know, sort of like the higher end of the drugstore. Like, you'll see things that are, like, under $3 or $4, and you'll see some that are, like, $8 or $9, $10, $11, you know. So a lot of times L'Oreal and Revlon will test different, you know, they'll sneak it in there. They'll, like, do a dry run first, and then they'll bring it up. So that's a good tip, too. So that's really cool. What are some of the more popular shades that you see? Like, have you seen a lot of Ruby Woo, a lot of Russian Red? Like, is it a lot of MAC? Or, like, what types of brands and what kind of colors do you see a lot?
If you're just browsing the site, you'll see a lot of MAC Red. And that's
mm-hmm.
I've gotten a few complaints about that. And, like, oh, we need to try different ones. So that's when I was like, oh, no, we need to, you know, put together a list. So I'm going to produce this list. So along with the different prices and the sites where you can get these from, because some of them are discontinued, I've noticed they'll write and say, well, this was a limited edition. But I'll see, let me look at the MAC. I see Revlon a lot. A lot of Sephora brands and Maybelline. Wet n' Wild,
mm-hmm.
too. So Maybelline,
yeah.
Wet n' Wild, Sephora. CoverGirl, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll see those brands a lot. Those are popular.
So if you were to recommend a lipstick at a drugstore
price point, a mid-tier price point like Sephora, MAC, and a higher price point, what would be the top three red lipsticks? In, I mean, not like three in each brand, but like what would be your top drugstore recommendation, your top mid-tier recommendation, and your top prestige recommendation?
I don't think I have a what would be mid-tier? What would be the higher? What'd you say was the highest tier?
It would be, I guess, like, you know, I guess, like, super expensive, like Chanel or Tom Ford or, like, lipsticks that are more than $15. Like, I have not gotten
okay, I haven't tried those.
Yeah. I can't get up there yet. Okay, so what would be your drugstore recommendation and what would be, your, like, your mid-tier recommendation?
The Wet n Wild, the Stoplight Red, and...
Mm-hmm.
I'm biased. I'm sticking with MAC and Ruby,
yeah.
And Ruby Rose, which are really similar. But I love
mm-hmm.
MAC. I think that's why. But I'll browse the blogs because several blogs have done write ups about this similar. The comment that he made and put together a list of, you know, red lipsticks and how to find your undertones and just pictures
yeah.
of darker skin girls rocking their reds, and they have like some great lists. Of the higher tier lipsticks
mm-hmm.
that I haven't tried yet, but you can look at the, they'll have, let's see, the Chanel's and Bobbi Brown. Oh, I'd like to try Bobbi Brown.
I would like to try
we
Bobbi
have
Brown.
Like a, I've heard that they were really good. I'm going to start getting more reviews on the website. Right now, we've only done reviews from the sponsors because we're having a giveaway every other week from different red lipstick sponsors. And
yeah.
if you win, you have to take a picture of you wearing lipstick and do a review. So that's the reviews we're including right now, but I'm going to start inviting girls to share reviews on the blog. So
Awesome. Yeah, I think people will really like that because it's really helpful, especially when you're looking at a different lipstick because if you're like me, you like to research it first. Like, you want to make sure, especially if you're going to spend $15, $20 on a product, you know, you want to make sure it works and you want to make sure it'll look good on you. So people will definitely, you know, they want to see what it looks like on another dark-skinned girl and, you know, how it wears. Is it drying? You know, different things like that. You mentioned that you really like matte lipsticks, and I really like those too. Like, they're really drying, but they're also, they stay when you're talking and you're eating and stuff. What are some hints for people who are wanting to try matte lipsticks, like things about, you know, exfoliating your lips and moisturizing? What are some tips you would tell someone?
Yes, I had to learn that the hard way because I didn't know much
mm-hmm.
about lipsticks or beauty, anything having to do with that. So I just rushed to put it on, and then it get clumped, and it just messed up the lipstick. But I just use, I think, I don't know if this is the right thing to do, but exfoliating face wash, I'll use that first. I'll use Aveeno, like, to remove the makeup that I've had on before or whatever, just to make sure my lips are clean. And then I'll use the exfoliating face wash for my lips to make sure that they're smooth. And then I'll put the chapstick stick on. I use Baby Lips because that's really moisturizing. And then I'll put the matte on. But, yeah, definitely exfoliate your lips. And if, like, the lipstick becomes clumped or, like, I don't know how to describe it, but when you use the matte lipstick wrong, it
mm-hmm.
becomes bumpy and not smooth.
Yeah,
so
it's,
I'll I'll use the Aveeno, makeup remover cloth to, like, smooth that out. But I know there's something, like MAC has something, there's something out there to clean off because they use the clean off brushes and stuff like that. But, just exfoliate and make sure everything's clean and smooth before you apply.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm about to tweet the link for everybody listening. But a while ago, and I'm probably saying her YouTube name wrong, but Tessalox did a video called My Lipstick Story, and it was talking about just her journey, like you were talking about, you know, feeling like people were talking about your lips being too, you know, too bright, too this, too that, and her journey in, you know, discovering lipstick and finding lipstick and becoming one with lipstick. So have you seen that video? I was just kind of wondering what you thought about
it. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. When it first came, well, before she even put it out, I was seeing her promo it on Instagram, and I got so excited. It was just a collage of her rocking a different, about, was it like 12, 6? A lot of different shades, and I was just so excited. And she put out the video the next day. I loved it. I was surprised because she was sharing how she never was into lipstick. She never thought she could, she never felt comfortable, not even with her lips enough to wear lipstick. So she was just starting to get into it, and that surprised me. I don't know why. I just, it's a through creating the project, it surprised me of how many people have fears or hesitation about it because of, like, deeper issues, maybe their lips or what someone has told them or their skin complexion or whatever. So when I saw the video, I was just so happy that she was sharing her story and that she had overcome her, you know, her hesitation and that she dove right in. But I love the video.
Mm-hmm. So do you think everyone can rock a red lip? Because I tweeted a few minutes ago, like, I think red lips are for everyone, and people are having a lot of feelings about that. Like, that's a very controversial opinion. Do you think red lips are for everyone? Do you think everyone has a red out there for them? Like a soulmate? A soulmate,
yes,
red?
I do. prior to the project, I believed in, okay, well, certain people, there's undertones and there's certain shades for different people. But through seeing all these pictures, there's not one person I've seen that I looked at and I just was like, no, try again. Like, all these pictures, they're looking beautiful and fabulous. So I think there's a red out there for everyone, or everybody can rock red. And I'm curious to know, like, these people who are saying no, are they talking about themselves, or are they talking about other people? Are they saying, like, no, I can't rock a red, or are they saying, like, I've seen people who can't do it? I want to know what they mean by that.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think a lot of times people are, and this is not, nobody please take this personally on Twitter angry, because there are already people getting upset at me, but I think a lot of times if people haven't found their personal, if something, a product hasn't worked for them personally, it'll sort of project on the other people, and that's something I think to keep in mind when you're trying new lips, not even just lipstick, but makeup in general, and you're experimenting with it. A lot of times if people think that that's too much or it's too this or it's too that, it might just be they haven't found it for them yet and they're just
projecting on other people.
Yeah.
And there's so many shades. Like, I feel like there's too many options to say that there's nothing that works. There's, like,
many
options.
Yeah, there are so many shades out there. It's such a sweeping generalization. I think there's a lot out there, and I think that if you experiment, you can find things that work for you. I think red lips are just really scary for people because they're so powerful. Like,
I love them. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah. Mhm. It's almost like you put on a red lip, and it's like you don't need anything else because it's like the rest of you just instantly looks done, you know?
Mhm.
Right. I came across a blog, speaking of what you just said, I came across a blog that was saying, like, how to wear a red lip, and they said, first, you have to have a full face of makeup. Without it, it just won't work. And I was just like, no. Sometimes that's all you need, just a black eyeliner and a red lip, and I'll put your outfit together. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's bold enough.
Yeah, I don't think you need, like, a full face or, like, you know, highlighter, like, bronzer, just, like, every single thing in order to support a red lip. Especially, like, there are different strengths, I feel. Like, the Revlon lip butters, they have one in red velvet, which is, I mean, if I don't have anything else on, I'll put that on so, like, my lips have some color. And I don't feel like it's overpowering, and it looks like, oh, she has clown lips and nothing else on her face. Like, you know, there are a lot of different options. Well, does anybody else have any questions for Karen before I move on to Brittany?
No.
We do, before we move on to Brittany, we do have a caller, Tara, who is a member of our Black Girl Nerds team. She's on the line holding, so I'm going to bring her on. Tara, you're on the air with Black Girl Nerds.
Yay. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, girly. Good.
So I actually had, like, a two-part question, and one was for the I Love Mimi. I don't know if they're even still on the line at this point, but even if not, it's cool because I have a question about makeup. Oh, hello. That's awesome. So my question for you guys, because I wrote down my notes, for the first question is, if, like, for instance, I go to a black-owned and operated hair salon as well as nail salon, And so I like, you know, supporting people of color, you know, making sure business is on and happy for everyone involved. And the nail technician that actually does my nails, she's also African-American. And I was wondering, since you guys have scrubs, everybody loves a foot scrub, excuse me, a scrub with a pedicure. It's basically sex for your feet. No pun intended, but it's really nice. If, for instance, like, have you guys thought about opening up to different salons and other areas just to, you know, get the word out, essentially, just like you guys were talking about before with, like, different blogs? But have you thought about maybe opening up to different areas just because you send two to one salon, like I'm in Maryland, for instance, and a person likes it, you know, there's a little business card or, of course, your website's up there, and boom, you may have gotten another potential customer, personal or even just in her technician area as a whole.
Yeah, so that's a great question. First of all, definitely agree with the sex for your feet. And we do actually look at expanding and finding other vendors. I think one of the things, one of the ways we expand is we rely on our customers. So a lot of our customers will come to us and say, hey, you guys should be in this store, or hey, you guys should really look at this salon, because it's sometimes it gets tough for us to kind of, you know, scour the whole globe. So one thing we encourage people to do is if you find a salon that you attend, you know, feel free to, you know, put us in contact with them or talk to them about us, and, you know, and we can make it happen that way. The other side of that question is one of the biggest things with us is that we're really cautious as to who we partner with to make sure that it's a right fit for us. We want to make sure that that partner or that vendor is, you know, extremely educated, that they're open to growing with us, and that they understand our vision, and that we can support them as well as them supporting us. So, you know, we're always open, if that ends. I hope I answered your question a bit.
Yeah, it did, because I've been scouring your guys' website all night, and I'm about to be like, oh, I'm going to be broke soon, because I'm about to buy, like, one of everything, because I want one of everything right now. And so then my second question is actually a question for the Isle of Mimi folks, as well as the actual makeup aspect of things. So right now I'm in the process of, for the umpteenth time, trying to rediscover myself, and I have a friend who's actually an esthetician, and she does makeup, and she does makeup beautifully, and other stuff has happened where I'm like, okay, I'm going to start focusing on myself more, not that I think I'm particularly ugly without makeup, but makeup does do enhancements, and then making sure your skin is taken care of before you put makeup on it is just as important, because if I want to roll out of bed and just go somewhere, can't be rolling around with these here pimples and blemishes and everything else that's starting to happen to my face that's making me really angry. So first part of the question comes to the cleansing. If I wanted to do a, like, morning ritual to make sure my face is looking good to go for the day, what products would you guys recommend?
Okay, so from our line, I would recommend definitely our Asian cleansing grains and our toner. I would start with that. What I would do after that is you could use the tomato seed serum, which will really help with the acne. I would use that twice a day, you know, morning before you head out, and at night prior to going to bed, of course, after you've, you know, washed all of the makeup off of your face, I would use the serum. That would be your routine to start. So, and of course, I would also follow on top of the serum, I would do a light SPF, because you also really want to protect your skin. And then outside of our products, I would really just hydrate a lot. Make sure you're drinking tons of water. And even doing a weekly mask. You could do a weekly honey mask as an antiseptic. Honey's a great antiseptic, so not to kind of pull and draw everything out, which will work great with our cleansing grains. And we have a tip on the Black Girl Nerds website for a honey mask or a yogurt mask. You could just put us in the search engine, put Mimi in the search engine, and you'll be able to find that tip. So those are the products I would recommend from us, and that's kind of what I would do to complement our products as well.
Okay. And then as far as cosmetics are concerned, and anyone can chime in on this, it's not just about lipstick, because it took me a long time before I eased into a red. And it's just like you guys said, like, coming from the South, like, if you're wearing red lipstick, oh, you're a harlot. Where's your scarlet letter at for you to basically be wearing? And that's kind of the mentality of it. And so then I would also hear things like everyone's been saying black girls don't look right with red lipstick. It doesn't matter what your shade is. That's just not what we do. And so I finally found one, and I rocked it, and it was amazing. But as far as, like, an everyday makeup regimen to, like, keep it simple as far as, like, to go to work, because I am a professional, so I won't wear red lipstick at work. I feel like there's a time and a place for it. But as far as, like, eyeliner or eyeshadow or I found a foundation that I finally like or whatever, do you ladies have any recommendations on that?
I'd like to, Brittany, if you wouldn't mind answering that question. I'm afraid we'll run out of time and we won't get to talk to you, but that's a really good question for you.
Yeah, sure. Well, I know that for me personally, daily, I kind of do, you know, I do a natural look. So every day I'll apply concealer because I have circles under my eyes. So I'll use concealer under my eye, and that brand is usually Lancome, which is, you know, you can find Lancome in a department store like Macy's or, you know, one of those big department stores. And then there's also one of the lower-end brands, Maybelline, and they have the Fit collection, F-I-T. And I use that concealer, you know, when I'm trying to save money. And I don't know the actual color. Like, I think it's, I'm looking at it right now, it's 30. It's number 30. So that's pretty good. And then, like, I'll just apply eyeliner. I use the liquid eyeliner, and I'll do it on my top and my bottom lid. And then I'll apply mascara. And I typically, you know, like, Lancome has a really great mascara, but I'll use a drugstore brand. Like, again, I'll use Maybelline for that. And then I'll just kind of, you know, depending on how I'm feeling the day, I'll do maybe a bold lip or maybe a neutral lip. And one of my favorite bold lips right now is actually one of the brands that we featured in last month's My Brown Box, which is Beauty Brownie. And it's like this purple lilac-y color, and it's called Lighthouse. It's very moisturizing, and it just goes on very smoothly. And I think that Karen can attest to that because she's used it as well. That's pretty much like the way, you know, what I do. You know, I think that's suitable for work. You know, for work you may want to use more of a natural lip. I think that, you know, for a natural daytime look, that it definitely works for a professional environment.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And in terms
Thanks,
of
great Sarah. Questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care. Talk to you later.
Bye. Okay, Brittany, I guess while we're on that topic, that was a good segue. What type of products do you typically include in My Brown Box? Like on Twitter, we were talking about, me and some of the girls were talking about the differences between Birchbox and Ipsy, which are, I guess, two of the bigger ones that people can use right now. But I don't think anyone really knew, or a lot of us didn't really know, that there was a beauty box that was geared specifically at women of color. So what are the types of products that you include, and are they full-size or travel-size? Just give us an overview.
Yeah, okay. Well, My Brown Box, of course, yes, it is a beauty subscription service for women of color. And, you know, there's a lot of subscription companies that are popping up. But one of the things that makes My Brown Box different, one of the key differences is the fact that we focus on beauty from the inside out. So aside from just providing beauty products that, you know, will make us look good or, you know, just makeup, we also like to bring in lifestyle products. You know, one month we featured some vitamins from a company called Smarty Pants, and another month we featured this aromatherapy, a brand called 21 Drops, and basically it's aromatherapy oil that helps you to focus. So things like that. We're really big on, you know, just maintaining your health, period. And most of the products that are featured in My Brown Box are, they're natural, you know, so they contain natural ingredients because a lot of our subscribers are really starting to venture into more of a holistic lifestyle. So we like to be very mindful of the things that we feature. And we usually monthly will include a product that's full size and some sample. So it varies, but each of the samples are definitely deluxe size samples, so you can gain multiple, you can have multiple uses, and you'll be able to see whether the product is actually working for you. We make sure of that so that our subscribers are happy. Because if they're not happy, they will definitely let us know.
Mhm. Yeah, I think everybody, like, you've seen, like, blog posts when people get stuff in their Ipsy bags that they don't really like, and they're like, why are they sending me this drugstore shampoo? So, yeah, people will definitely let you know.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, the purpose of the subscription business model is so that you can try a variety of products to find out what works best for you. And I think that oftentimes people don't keep that in mind, that this is all about trying different things. You know, that's the purpose of it. So we just, you know, really try to make sure that we're selecting products that we love. And, you know, we take a lot of feedback. We receive a lot of feedback from our subscribers, and we'll work our best to bring those brands to them.
Nice. So I guess what would be, like, with all that in mind, knowing that you guys offer a variety of different products, that might seem, for someone who's, like, really new to makeup, maybe just a little intimidating. So, like, what would be some staples that you would recommend for someone who is interested in makeup, they'd like to start doing a little bit more with their face, but when they walk into MAC or Sephora, like, everything is just really brightly colored and they don't know what to do. Like, what would be some staples that you would recommend? Like, and I know that one thing I do want to say is that people are tweeting a lot of different rules for makeup, and I think, you know, people have to take into account that skin color and people's different undertones are definitely a factor, and things that are rules for one person don't necessarily work for everyone. So everyone take it with a grain of salt, but what would be some staples that you would recommend? Just starter basics.
Well, I will say this first, that I find that a lot of times people don't actually cater to their skin. So first it starts with your skin. You know, you have to know your skin type, and you have to know its chemical makeup. You know, if you have oily skin, then you're going to want to stay away from products that are oily. You know, if you have dry skin, you're going to want to buy products that are moisturizing. And I know that I Love Mimi, they have some really great products, and I definitely want to try some of those out Anyway, so, you know, so first knowing your skin makeup and knowing what your undertones are. So it would be great, you know, start off by going and getting a consultation from a makeup expert so that they can tell you what products will work best for you. But I would say that the Brown Beauty, I think that some essentials is definitely mascara and eyeliner if you want to, you know, add some pizzazz to your eyes. And then I would say that a good lip balm, you know, because before you apply lipstick, you're going to want to make sure that your lips are moisturized so that your lipstick won't be looking all dry, kind of like what you guys were talking about with the red lipstick with Karen. So, you know, lipstick, a lip balm, and you want to have the necessities. So maybe, like, invest in a good face scrub, a good facial scrub, and even a toner. You know, so there's essentials that you need first before you dive into just getting makeup. You need to get those things, the skincare products, I would say. And then, like, once you know your undertones, then you can start looking into different foundations and concealers and things of that nature.
I think that's a good list. I think those are good basics. So with makeup, with that being said, you know, with makeup being as expensive as it is, I think sometimes it's hard to know when you should splurge on a product, like when you should spend the money and when you should, you know, look for a drugstore product that could be just as good. So when do you think what are some products that you think are good to splurge on, and what are some products that you think are good to save money on? I know it's different for everyone, but what are your favorites too? What would be your picks?
Some products that's good to splurge on. Well, I would say that mascara can be something that's good to splurge on, because the mascara, the actual brush, is the thing that, you know, should be of quality. So depending on the bristles of the brush, brush, you know, whatever look you're going for, if you want to elongate your eyelashes or if you want them to be more fuller, then, you know, you may want to splurge. You may want to buy one of those expensive brands like Bobbi Brown or Tom Ford or something like that. You know, it's situational. It depends on what you're looking for. You know, a good foundation, I would definitely splurge on foundation because certain brands, you have to know, you have to look at the ingredients, you know. So if you're looking for something that's a little bit natural, then you may have to splurge a bit, and you definitely have to do your research.
I agree.
And, you know, sometimes you could treat yourself and splurge on a good lipstick, but also I would say that there are some really good lipsticks from drugstore brands, but if you're looking for something more natural, then you may want to go to, like, a Sephora. One of the lines that I really like right now is called Bite Cosmetics, and they have
Sephora yesterday, and I saw those. I wasn't sure, like, I had really never heard of them before. I guess they are pretty new.
Yeah, they're awesome. Like, their lipsticks are very moisturizing, and like I said, they're all natural, and I think that may be why they call it Bite. I don't know, because it's edible or something. I don't know. So, you know, like, a lot of these brands are starting to create products that contain these natural ingredients. So if that's something that you're looking for, then, yeah, it could definitely be something to splurge on.
Okay, awesome. Do you guys have any questions?
You asked a question that I was about to ask. The last question you asked, I was wondering the same thing.
I have a question. What's a good recommendation for a good concealer? I have problems with, you know, an uneven skin tone, and I know toner helps that, but what would you recommend for a good concealer?
A good concealer, well, like I said earlier, I use Lancome's concealer, and the color is bronze. And it is a liquid concealer, and it comes in, like, with, like, a wand. You apply it with a wand, and it's Lancome Maki Complete. And I could be pronouncing that wrong, but it's spelled, I think, let me see, Maquiomplet. And it's, like, that's the concealer that I've been using for a long time. And I think that the price is, like, $28. So it's not too costly, and it lasts for a while, depending on how you use it. So, yeah, that's definitely one that I would recommend. And then, you know, like, if you're looking to save money, you can go to the drugstore and get, like, the Maybelline, dive into the Maybelline Fit Collection, and they have a good concealer as well.
And then another thing that I tackle with when I'm using foundation on my skin, I don't know whether to choose, because I use MAC Cosmetics, and I've been using them for years because they are really good at concealing a lot of my flaws, because I have a lot of different areas of patches where some areas are lighter than others, some areas are darker than others.
Okay.
So it helps with that overall coverage. But would you recommend for people like me who are really bad at a night regime and I'm horrible at washing my face at night, using a liquid-based foundation or a powder?
What kind of skin do you have? Is your skin oily or is it more so dry,
I used to have, like, it's weird. It's when I was younger, I had dry skin. Then as I got into my 20s, it was more combination skin. Now it's more oily. Okay. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, I would recommend probably using more of a powder foundation. And I know that MAC has a really good one, the pressed powder.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom actually uses that one. But, yeah, like, you definitely – I would say that, like, all of us have to wash our faces at night. Like, that's a must, because the oil builds up, and that's when we, you know, start getting those breakups, because we have all that, all the residue from the day on our skin. So that's when a good toner comes into play, and, you know, like a good face scrub and maybe a good mask, maybe a good face mask. Like, Lush Cosmetics is a company that I really like, and they have, like, all-natural
I love Lush. I'm obsessed with Lush.
Me too. Oh my God. If you go in there, they are so pushy. Like, you cannot leave without buying something.
It depends on the store. Because I've been in some, like, here, like in New York, they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. But on the West Coast, they're really pushy. They're like, oh my God,
yeah.
Buy everything. But they're awesome. Their mm-hmm. products are amazing.
Yeah.
They don't let you get away without at least trying, like, sampling something.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I get so confused sometimes with brushes. I know this mm-hmm. sounds absolutely stupid. I'm not, like, a makeup expert. You know, I picked up tricks from seeing my mom or seeing friends.
Mm-hmm.
And really, truthfully, I didn't start wearing makeup until maybe I started working, which was 15, 16, 17 years old. I get so confused with, like, buying makeup brushes. I don't use sponges from, you know, foundation, but I get mm-hmm. scared to use a brush because I'm scared I might get those nasty, like, brush marks on my face when I put it on. You know what I'm talking about, guys. You know, have you ever seen mine? It looks like they have, like, somebody scraped their face because it's, like, brush marks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, what is really great brushes for my face that I can use and not have to worry about that, you know, uneven, you know, foundation?
I don't have a particular brand that I would recommend because I don't typically use a brush. I kind of just, like, use my hands.
mm-hmm. Echo Tools. You can find it at Ulta or Walgreens. They're pretty moderately priced. I think they're all under $20. I have a set that I got for, like, $14. And they're the brown one. You'll see them. They've got, like, the light brown handle, and they're light brown and dark brown. But a lot of people like that, and people also like Real Techniques. Is another good kind of a drugstore level. I don't have any, like, expensive brushes. All of mine are from, like, Ulta. But yeah, Echo Tools and Real Techniques are good ones.
Okay. Can I ask you another stupid question?
sure.
When you put your concealer on first before you put on your makeup, or you put on after? Because I've seen people do makeup videos, and I've seen them put on before and after, and I was like, I got totally confused.
Yeah, I think that people do whatever works best for them. I put it on first, like, you know, like I have circles under my eyes, so I'll apply the concealer on my circles using my ring finger because it doesn't put as much pressure on your skin as the other fingers. And then I'll apply my foundation. So, yeah, I put the concealer on first. But I think that, you know, if it's not covering up whatever you're trying to cover like it needs to, then I think that it's okay to put it on afterwards, too, as long as you're blending it good.
Okay.
So really, you know, applying makeup is really just all about your blending techniques. You know, make sure you blend it so that, mm-hmm. you know, you can't see where it stops, where it starts and where it ends.
I have one more question. I know we're running out of time. From Jen Jackson on Twitter. She's wondering about BB creams, and it's only been kind of recently that we've started to get some BB creams for darker skin shades. So I guess, Brittany, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about BB creams and maybe give us some recommendations if you have any?
Sure, yeah. I've been seeing a lot of the BB creams pop up, and I know a lot of women of color are interested in finding one that works best for them. The first one that I use, or the only one that I use, actually, is the Maybelline BB cream. And I start using it, and then I kind of stopped because it was making my face look oily, and I just didn't like it. So I wouldn't say that I have found the perfect BB cream for me. I kind of prefer to just use, go with my regular beauty routine.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that Smashbox also has one. That she can into, and there's a few other ones, and I'm quite sure that if she
Iman, my little sister uses that. For anyone who doesn't know, BB creams, it stands for beauty balm creams, and they were originally an Asian thing. It's kind of like the midpoint between foundation and moisturizer. Like, it's kind of both of them. And it's not quite from, it just, it evens out your skin tone without having to wear, you know, heavy foundation. So, I mean, I live in Texas, and it has been ridiculously hot down here all summer because it's Texas, and we're, like, on the brink of hell. So I've been wearing the Maybelline BB cream a lot of times if it's really hot because I can't take the foundation. But I agree. Sometimes it makes me feel like my skin is really oily, so I kind of stopped wearing it, or I'll put a powder over it, which makes me feel like I might as well just use foundation. So it's, I'm thinking about trying the Iman one next.
Yes. And one thing that I found that I do like about the BB cream is the fact that it has that SPF in it. And mm-hmm. I know, like, a lot of women of color, as we were talking about earlier, don't think that they need sunscreen lotion. And it's very important, you know, like, Black people can definitely sunburn as well, so.
Yeah.
And we're
I learned that today.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we're about to go 5 minutes into the end of the show, so I wanted to give you guys the last 5 minutes to tell our listeners where they can find your products, your website, and find out more information about you guys. So we'll start with the I Love Mimi team, and then Karen for Brown Girls, and then Brittany from My Brown Box.
Okay. Thank you again for having us. It's been such a pleasure. We've enjoyed it so much, so thank you all. It's really been great. You can find us. Our website is ilovemimi.com, ilovemime.com. At the Twitter is the same. It's at ilovemimi. Pinterest.com/ilovemimi. Tumblr, ilovemimi. Facebook, it is actually facebook.com/mimibathandbody. And, of course, you can find us weekly on Black Girl Nerds with our tips. And you can catch us anywhere. And I think, as someone asked earlier, if you do want to see us somewhere, or you'd like to, you know, see our products in a particular vendor in your neighborhood or area, just contact us and let us know, and we'll make the appropriate contact with them. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Karen?
Hi. Thank you for having me on. My main website is forbrowngirls.com, www.forbrownngirls.com, and the Dark Skin Red Lip Project's home is darkskinredlip.com. And if you'd like to submit to the project, you send one photo of you rocking your red lipstick to forbrowngirls@yahoo.com. The photo must be clear, include your first name and state, and the brand and shade of lipstick. No collages or filters, please. We want to show your beautiful skin tone. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, ladies, and thanks for having me on the show. You can find Brown Box on the internet, www.mybrownbox.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. Just search My Brown Box. We're also on Instagram, My Brown Box, and we're on Twitter, My Brown Box. We're actually making some changes to our website, so be sure to visit regularly. And My Brown Box subscriptions are open right now, so go grab your My Brown Box.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Gil. Really appreciate you guys appearing on our podcast tonight. Thank you to Shaka for this great, brilliant idea to do a makeup podcast. We should do a part two. Yeah. A lot of engagement on Twitter tonight. And thank you to LaTanya and Brittany for co-hosting. Next week, guys, we're going to have Rebecca O'Neill. She's a Chicago-based writer, editor, and stand-up comedian whose work can be read in Vanity Fair magazine, Gawker, The Rumpus, and more. So next week, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, we'll have her on the show. And if you don't mind, ladies and Gil, we do have a forum on Blurtology where we'd like to continue the discussion after the podcast. So just go to www.blurdology.co/blurred forum and meet us there. There's some questions already posted on the forum, and we'd love to have you guys pop in there and talk to our listeners.
Could you please repeat the link?
www.blurdology.co/blurred forum. And I'll put that out on Twitter. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Finally, I'm fine.